The Wellness Incentives and Navigation, or WIN Project, randomly chose about 1,200 non-elderly Medicaid recipients in the Houston area to participate in the study. Half of the participants got normal Medicaid benefits. The other half developed an individual health plan. They got in-person health training and support and a $1,150 stipend. The stipend can be spent on things not covered by Medicaid, things like gym memberships, transportation to a gym, or programs to quit smoking.
If we're only treating symptoms and not getting people to engage and become that informed, activated patient, then we're missing the boat. Then we're wasting our healthcare dollars.
Sam Shore is with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
As soon as they leave our office, our setting of care, they're going to go back to the same things that they were doing before because of all the environmental pressures on them, but also nothing inside has changed to cause them to walk a different path.
Shore spoke at a mental health conference Wednesday at the University of Texas. Unlike other states in the program, Texas is only focusing on people with behavioral disorders. That's because, on average, Texans with behavioral disorders die 29 years earlier than the state population as a whole, according to State Health Services. Dina Stoner is a senior policy advisor with State Health Services. She's one of the architects behind the WIN project. She says people with behavioral disorders are more likely to have experienced trauma as a child, such as physical abuse or the death of a parent. Stoner says that trauma can lead to unhealthy behaviors, which leads to a development of a chronic disease.
This costs money, and it is, you know, destructive to people's lives. It destroys their health. It reduces their ability to participate in society.
Stoner says it's too early to tell if the program will save the Medicaid system money overall. She says right now the focus is to see if the WIN project encourages participants to use preventative care rather than emergency care.
A number of our participants have goals to lose weight, manage their blood pressure, manage their diabetes, and so forth. And so we're actually measuring their progress to those goals.
The project will last until 2015. The first year of results will be released this summer. Kate McGee, KUT News.